How did you choose your topic for your last talk?
I thought a lot about it, and I prayed about it. And the stories that I share are stories that have come to me as I've prepared other devotional talks. And this being our last one, I just felt like this was the opportunity that I should share these things. And so they're really meaningful stories to me, and really have shaped my testimony in a lot of ways, and ours as a family. So as we kind of wrap up speaking about the family and some of the things that we've done, I felt like it was the right time to share these stories to tell how our family has grown together through the experiences that we've had.
How did you narrow down your two lessons that you wanted to teach the students today?
Well, I kind of just thought about, the years that our family, since our family's been created, and some things that I've learned. And I think I could have had a lot more lessons, but my talk couldn't be the whole devotional time, of course. And so those were two that were very meaningful to me, and those that I felt like I wanted to share for the students, especially as we've had conversations with students. I hoped that those lessons could be things that might help our students here to have faith and not fear, and to really be able to feel the courage to go forward with families of their own.
What advice would you give to students who are struggling with that faith and that courage?
I think the words of the Savior are words that we all need to hear whenever we struggle with our faith. Fear not, little flock. Those simple words can help give us courage and help us look to our Savior and to find courage in Him and the plan of our Heavenly Father, and not fear, not feel the world's weight upon our shoulders, but to look to our Savior.
Thank you. Do you have anything else that you wanted to add about your address?
I just feel really excited today to be able to share this with the students and with the BYU Idaho community, and just feel so much love for these people and for this experience that we've had. So thank you.
Thank you. So, President Gilbert, why did you decide to tie your address back around with your inaugural address?
Like Sister Gilbert described, I think as you prepare to give a devotional address, or in the earlier case, an inaugural response, it can become a revelatory experience where you really feel like you're taught certain things. And as we turn now to start a new chapter in our lives, and so many employees who will be part of that as well, the principles that created BYU Idaho are the same principles we'll want to build BYU Pathway around. I also think that the title of the talk is Preserving the Pioneer's Heart. And even at BYU Idaho, we had such a miraculous founding and prophetic direction in the creation of the university. But it's really incumbent upon us here at BYU Idaho to preserve those characteristics that made this university special in its inception. And as we grow and become more visible and more prominent and more, popular through the lens of the world, we need to keep our grounding around what I call the pioneer's heart. And so it's important both for those starting new things and those who are trying to hold on to the miracles that created this university in its inception.
Can you talk a little bit more about how you've seen the Pioneer's Heart on campus?
It's President Eyring once said, I can tell you all these things about BYU Idaho, but I won't be able to fully describe it. But come with me to Rexburg, and you'll feel it. And we've had that experience twice, and we've had to leave twice now. And we always prayed that we'd have enough Rexburg and enough BYU Idaho in us. Because there is something special here. And I think the students who come from all across the church feel it when they get here. And it is isolated, and there's an occasional cold day here and there. But it also is full of people who are committed to the spirit of Rick's, to the Pioneer's heart. And, you know, you see it in sacrifices made by the faculty and sacrifices made by our students, and in a desire to really look to the prophet and what he wants for this place. And I see it almost every single day in the lives of our faculties and in the examples of everyone I work with.
Thank you. So how do both of you think that your time at BYU-Idaho has prepared you to move on to BYU Pathway Worldwide?
Well, we hope that some of the things that we've been able to do here, the focus on the family, being able to involve our family, we don't know how, but we hope in some way we can do that with the BYU Pathway students. And it will just develop as it comes. So it will be really fun to watch how we can do some of the things and how we can bring some of BYU Idaho to BYU Pathway.
You know, part of that preparation too is that understanding BYU Idaho will be critical to knitting together these two organizations. President Eyring's counsel is keep BYU Idaho and BYU Pathway close to each other. He said, they need you and you need them. And I think my understanding of how this school works and who's in the leadership roles in the organization and the online structure of BYU Idaho, all are things that we're going to have to stay very knitted to. That will be important for BYU Pathway Worldwide, but it will also be important for BYU Idaho.
Thank you. What's probably been the best thing about serving at BYU Idaho?
When people ask that, I always say that we get to be together. Yeah. He's never had a job where I could come along with him and see him in the middle of the day and bring our kids along. That has by far been the best for me.
I'd agree. We also love working with the students. I've been in lots of roles where I've had to play a leadership role or help with organizational change and innovation, and that's all present here at BYU Idaho. But being able to do it here, where the reason for all the work is for the students. You know, BYU Idaho is a uniquely student-centered university, and that affects everything from the daily work of our faculty to the role of the president. And Sister Gilbert and I have had such powerful experiences serving, working with, interacting, and being with the students of BYU Idaho. We know how much the Lord loves the students here. And we get to do that together. And that's just been a blessing for both of us.
Awesome. Do you have anything that either of you would like to add as kind of like your last farewell to the students before your last devotional?
We love the students at BYU Idaho so much. And we look forward to having our paths continue to cross. I can't wait till we're in an airport someday or somewhere in the world and we see a BYU Idaho student and hug them and love them and just feel the same connection that we felt here. We're going to miss it, but we're excited to see what the future brings for everyone.
I hope the students will remember our love and commitment to our family, our love and commitment to the students here. And I hope they will feel our expectations for them. We know the Lord expects great things from the students of this university, and we can't wait to watch their future and the people they'll become and the service they'll play in the church, in the world, in their families. This is just a remarkable place, and we hope everyone who comes here can realize what a special place it is at BYU-Idaho.
Thank you.
Thank you.